Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as usual. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Shout out to Samantha Gilliam, my ex-supervisor Dave, I just gotta say this to y'all.
Fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth. Fuck your hairpiece. Fuck your chocolate. Fuck Guy Ritchie. Fuck Prince William. Fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out.
And I do mean that, Dave. If I catch your ass in the street, I'm slapping the shit out you. All right, y'all. Let's go. Let's get this show going.
Pretty hostile.
I'm not hostile. I just had to get that out the way.
Hey, before we shut it off, man, finish telling me, man, about the Jay-Z thing right quick.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got to hit y'all off the little entertainment news. Your girl Foxy Brown, she is tripping, ain't she? She like, man, she say that Jay-Z and Jay-Z took her virginity when she was 15. He was 27. Gave her gonorrhea. Say he was undercover. Said he's an undercover punk.
He's an undercover punk. What, he gay?
Yeah. Bisexual. Oh, she went in, man. She went in on him.
She stopped.
And what she say about Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, that that's his sex buddy right there. Jamie Foxx.
I told y'all, I think Jamie had gay tendencies. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah, he looks like he's taking them hormone pills now. He don't even look the same no more.
That motherfucker kind of swole now.
I'm going to say allegedly because I don't know if all this is true. I mean, this is just... you know,
hey, if
you know,
it's on the internet... If it's on the internet, it's true.
If it's on the internet, it got to be true.
It got to be true. And somebody's supposed to say, well, where'd you hear that at?
On the internet.
Y'all ain't seen that commercial?
Yeah.
I guess I'm the only one that's seen that commercial. I'm sorry.
Wow, man, but that's kind of wild, man. I mean... She does go in as far as say that yes, he started her career. He, you know, bought her extravagant gifts and whatnot. But said motherfucker gave her gonorrhea. He was fucking with the tranny, and he knew it was a tranny.
There's a lot of them entertainment people
that probably get down. That's the norm.
Right.
That's the norm for them. They live a whole totally different life.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you expect? Motherfucking name is Kid Blue. The fuck name that Kid Blue, a color. Blue Ivy. How the fuck you come up with that shit from? I mean, all the names in the world, Blue Ivy.
And they're patenting the name, so
can't
nobody use it.
Ain't nobody else gonna use it neither.
If you use it, they gotta pay them for it.
They patent the name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's doing way too much. That's doing way too much. I'm sorry. But yeah, I mean.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello? Oh, I something hung up. I seen a recent picture of the baby and shit. Baby look like it could be Drake's. I'm just throwing that out there.
Wow.
I don't think she
carried that baby, man. I think they had like one of them surrogate motherfuckers. I don't think she carried that baby. Did y'all see the Oprah thing?
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I didn't see it.
I seen part of it, but
did you see her stomach shrink on the show?
No, I didn't see that.
She was wearing a fucking pillow. Her shit shrank on the show. Her stomach was getting smaller as she was talking. I ain't lying.
Sometimes the baby move in a different position.
Okay. Google it and watch what I watched and you tell me if that baby was moving.
Now, it do do that, don't it? It did that to me, like one of your sides may look like it's starting to droop down because the baby is moving over to the other side.
I mean, yeah, but this wasn't that. You, like you said, Google it and watch it.
Oh, okay.
Again.
Oh, so you saying it too?
Yeah, I saw that. And
oh,
okay. If they said something about her wearing an inflator or some shit like that. And
she would have had a balloon on.
Yeah.
She did not carry that fucking baby. I don't even think
like
it did. I think they bought the motherfucker.
I'm telling the baby looks like Drake now.
Oh.
Y'all see that recent picture of Blue Ivy? Look at her. Looks like Drake. Just my opinion.
Well, damn, Drake's a bit with everybody, but I don't ever remember
right.
Him with Beyonce.
Yeah. Oh, no. If he fucked Beyonce, I'm pretty sure he'd let some motherfuckers know about it.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
He'd have made a song or something, and somebody would have figured that shit out.
I mean, come on. I mean, hey, Beyonce, everybody want her ass. I don't even think she all that. I mean, she pretty. But I bet she got a nasty ass attitude.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't know. I'm just saying baby look like Drake to me. I wouldn't be surprised, man. You know, all the motherfuckers sleep around. Oh, people get money, man. I don't know why they do that shit, man.
And what's her name? Rihanna. I don't know why all them want her. I like her music, but she just...
She is skinny as hell.
And her throat,
she ain't got no meat.
A lot of them people overrated. Like I'm with Janine. Like I like your music and I like your I love her voice. She has a gorgeous, beautiful voice, but she's overrated. Like she's not as fly as the media makes her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's talented, and I will always give her that. But okay, that's it.
In the words of Butter. It's the Illuminati. What the fuck was it called?
Illuminati.
Illuminati, yeah, them. That's what she would say.
Well, I know she was. She was just pop. They said she was making it rain at a strip club. Her and Katy Perry was together at a female strip club. You heard about that?
Who?
Beyonce
who
and Katy Perry?
No, Rihanna and Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah, I can believe it. Katy Perry kissed a girl and she liked it. And shit, Rihanna confused. She liked Eminem. So shit, that shit told me. Like, that was a surprise to me. That movie made a song.
Ain't Katy Perry a little too old to be hanging with her?
I don't know how old Katy Perry is.
Just the comedian lady, right?
No, Katy Perry. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about somebody else then. Thinking about the white lady.
But they were saying she spent. They said she spent over
15
G's. I know that was
at the strip club.
At a strip club.
Oh,
God!
I know
that stripper was like,
I won't be in tomorrow. Man, I'll tell you what.
$15,000 at a strip club.
I bet everybody gave her a number for a private party.
I know, right?
Is she tipping like that on the stage? Imagine what she do at the private parties.
He'll
open his own business fucking with her.
Jang-a-lang, I ain't coming tomorrow, goddammit. I'm staying home. I'm straight.
Man, that's a lot of money.
Yep.
Get some strippers.
Strip club.
I spent some money at strip clubs, goddamn. There's a whole lot of ones.
You know how we do. Hold on, bitch. This is my last time.
Wait,
I got all these for the next one.
I ain't got nobody to file out a bill. Hold on, let me go get some change. I ain't giving you the whole five.
Right.
Get a little change.
is funny.
Hey, that's a very, that's a hell of a life to be in, though. A stripper?
Well.
I mean, if you could make $15,000, you know, I'm pretty sure, I hope she spread it around. I hope she didn't give it all to one
motherfucker. Yeah, I'm sure she spread it to her. I mean, depending on who she liked or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it was a couple of them or so.
Mm-hmm. But still,
that's still nice for one night. You know what I'm saying?
Goddamn right. I bet ain't none of them motherfuckers going the next day.
Yeah.
Fuck that. And who's she? Rihanna. Who's she supposed to be dating?
Everybody.
Chris Brown and whoever.
Right.
The one with Chris Brown.
I wonder what he said.
You know.
Now, don't say nothing when I ask you up with a black eye. What's he find out? You gave a motherfucker $15,000? Come here. Let me holler at you.
Really? How much money he's probably just spent on women? Really?
Yeah, but it's different.
No,
whatever.
As soon as this manager called him, Chris, before he overreact, Rihanna was at the club. She spent about $15,000 on strippers.
Hey, bitch, come here. Get out your motherfucking man. Come here.
That's exactly what he said. I mean, the man is known for whooping her ass. Why would she do some shit? You know, it's going to piss him off. Did y'all hear what his daddy said? His daddy is like Mama D. He vowed to break them up. He think it's going to end up. Chris Brown daddy, he did an interview the other day.
Oh,
did he? He vowed to break them up. Because he think it's going to end tragic. He don't think she is good for his son.
Mm.
Those his words. And he actually used the word tragic.
I told y'all that it might not have just been him. I'm not saying what he did was right. But I don't think it was just him. I think something really happened and she did something to him or something.
She probably told his ass I could dance better.
Oh, no,
I think it was more than that. Because people say that she was fighting him.
She said she was going to make the nigga her bitch. I mean, I think that's enough to make any man want to be so
out. She said that in public?
She made a song. You ain't heard Kate, birthday Kate.
No, I don't
know. I'm going to make you my bitch. That's what she said.
Damn, I see why he whooped her ass. See, but, I mean, was the song...
He was in it, too.
It might have not been about
like
him.
Like, he didn't know. Because he was in the song, too. He had a verse, and she had a verse. And they come a long way from Umbrella.
But now, on that note, if he got a verse in the song, you really think she was talking about him?
Yeah.
Hello? What's happening?
Man, I've been trying to get back on this damn show for about past five minutes.
You couldn't get
through? I was wondering where you was at.
Because when nobody heard from you.
Yeah, man, I mean, man, they got it crazy. Man, the host thing is all fucked up.
I know, I called earlier. That motherfucker gave me a doo-doo-doo. The number you have, I'm like, what the fuck?
It said I'm still in the
back.
If you pay attention, look at the number it says as the host, but now look at the number that's that I call from.
I see
the same
that.
Number.
What the fuck?
Exactly. So, and then they wouldn't ever let me call back in as the host. So then, well, if it the show hang up, y'all call right back because I don't know what the hell going on.
All right, I tell you what. Let's. Oh man, wait a minute. All right, let's do a little quick song right quick, man. I got something new. This from somebody named Juicy J. It's called One of Those Nights.
Hey, I'ma visit the sky today. Hey, I'ma dance on the clouds today and make it rain on everybody beneath. I'm trying to kind of thinking. Something I need. And all this Tennessee got niggas in here hating on me. But if they never saw my name, then I'm doing something right. And if they mama saw my name, and if they homies saw my name, then I'm doing something right. And if they girlfriends saw my name, and
just cause she loves me, don't mean she understands. I don't give a damn, I'll make a fuck the band.
I love you guys.
And I already know, I see her at my show, hanging out the door all day. And her friends will be, cause she can feel her soul, no, she can feel her ego. I'm not trying to talk, no.
In a hotel with your girl for about a week, shooting shower scenes. She a bad chick like Bunny Parker, rolling blunts in my flying saucer. Juicy J, the new Skywalker, I put your hoe in a body auction. When I'm having fun, I'm still getting paid. Got a whole lot of mud in my minute made. Stay riding through the city with my 12 gauge. Hate that nigga, get it any day. Got a house on the hill, cost a couple of mil. Juicy J got bank like Uncle Phil. So money's like popping pills. Keep a double cup, but like cracking pills. Young nigga shit, I'm still going strong. Like a mile pack, now I'm in my zone. Rolls Royce got me feeling like King Tut. Got my codeine cup, about to drink up. If you talking about money, we can link up. Bad red bone bitch, about to eat up. Your girlfriend coming home with me, and when she alone with me, she gon' suck dick if she don't spit, or I'ma put that bitch back on the street. I'm kicking it with girls that be going by, cause they pussy is the best, and they head by.
Welcome back.
All right, kick me off with the rest of that Jay-Z thing, man.
Oh, check this out, dog. They say, this is allegedly, I don't want to say that this is what really happened, but allegedly, Foxy Brown said that not only is Jamie Foxx, you know, she fucking around with Jamie, that he fucking around with Jamie Foxx, but she said Jay-Z's longtime boyfriend is none other than your boy, Grandmama, Larry Johnson.
Get the fuck out of here.
This
get
doesn't
the fuck, whatever.
So, well, hold on,
get
hold
the fuck
on.
Out of here.
Listen, it doesn't seem so far-fetched that the fact that Jay once shared an apartment with the NBA baller who once rep Rockwell.
They had a business relationship, man.
Hey, man, I'm just telling you what was said, dog.
That bitch is lying.
And they asked her about Beyonce, Her words was, fuck that halitosis infected heifer.
You go, girl. That's some bullshit, man.
Hey, man, and they said that was a long-time fuck buddy.
Off into another room, and, you know what I'm saying, they was fucking
okay,
everything.
Okay, y'all back in. Y'all back in, ladies.
Dang!
Sorry
right.
About that. I know, man. I'm having all kind of computer issues over here.
Oh,
but
really?
I'm trying to work it through. I'm trying to work it through. I mean, he just gave me some fucked up news that I'm just not really believing.
That
not grandma.
His basketball idol, Larry Grandmama Johnson, is Jay Z's fuck buddy.
I don't believe it. Not grandmama.
Larry Johnson. Y'all remember grandmama back in the day?
Yes, I do.
Nope.
I think that's where Madea came from. Like, Perry probably, you know what I'm trying to say, his idea from Madea.
He did dress up like a woman all the time, dog.
Whatever, man. That was for the commercial, dude.
Right. Maybe it turned Jay-Z on. Hey, why don't you put that grandmama outfit on when you get home tonight?
That's fucked up.
That's bullshit, man. She lying.
I don't know, dog. I mean,
she lying, man. Not Larry Johnson, dog. I refuse to believe it.
I can't believe it. And Foxy looked like a dirty bride, so I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, to me, shit, you just admitted that you had gonorrhea. That don't necessarily mean Jay is the one that gave it to you. You know, I mean, maybe she's just trying to put him out there, you know what I'm saying, because his life is going so well and hers is not. And so, fuck it, why not start some beef?
She got a new CD coming out, that's all.
All that information she had on him, because she probably do got some information, not to say everything she's saying is true.
Right.
He had been paying her off all this time.
That's possible.
Keeping her up on everything, giving her money and shit, and then maybe he cut her off. Beyonce found out about that shit, cut that bitch off.
Like, oh, you still looking out for that Foxy bitch?
Not Larry Johnson, though. I can't believe Larry Johnson. No, I don't believe that.
You said Larry Johnson what?
Not my idol. No way.
That was his fuck buddy.
I patted my game after Larry Johnson.
Larry Johnson is the basketball player?
Yeah, he's a star basketball player from the 90s. But now what he said, and now him and Jay-Z were roommates. They did live together.
Ooh. That don't mean nothing. Slot motherfuckers live together.
I don't know why y'all don't think these people are bad. All these, just like women are bad, men are bad.
It's just looked down upon
when it's men, so they don't come out with it. Unless they fully gay. You know what I'm saying?
I'm wearing my Larry Johnson jersey tomorrow. Fuck that.
They ain't gonna change nothing.
I'm supporting my boy, because I know he don't roll like that.
Well, they gonna think you roll like that if they know.
I don't care. But I know you.
You done heard all these accusations. The first thing you gonna do is go put a Larry Johnson jersey on?
That's damn right. And I'm going to post it on the site.
Because you know it's a secret code. All the bad and the gay dudes know about it. So they're going to be checking him out. And then you're going to be getting mad when they be trying to holler at you.
Well, don't get down like that.
Larry Johnson don't get down like that. She lying on my man. He ain't got nothing to do with it, but she want to put his name in it. That's bullshit.
I don't put nothing in.
Right. And Jay-Z the one that said Hollywood was the most addictive drug in the world. So, shit, you never know.
Well, I don't give a fuck about Jay-Z. He might be. But I know LJ ain't. Not my idol. I packed my whole basketball game after that man.
And I need to ask somebody a question.
He's on
the
court.
When did Michael Jordan get divorced?
And married a white chick. I mean,
you know.
I don't even remember. I remember they was talking about getting divorced, and then he stopped it because I guess something happened, whatever. And but then I'll never remember it actually happening.
She got all four houses. She got $150 million in three houses.
Well, they got divorced after their youngest daughter graduated high school.
They
were estranged from each other. But they waited till the youngest graduated high school.
Okay.
And then they got divorced. But, I mean, she came out like a fat rat, so.
Yeah.
You know, you talking about you patterned yourself after Larry Johnson, shit. That's what Kobe's wife tried to pattern herself after her. See, she got 150. I'm trying to get 120.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she better hurry up and get it because Kobe ain't signing no more big contracts.
Contract
days is over.
They already told her. He already told, bitch, I kid you, you ain't going nowhere.
Hell no, not with no $3 million ring on your finger.
$3
million?
Then
yes, not about talking about no rings. No more rings.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Don't get off the ring, too, man. You go
about to get upset.
I know.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, he got caught up cheating.
Flashback.
And, you know, he bought his wife a $3-4 million ring. I mean, that's a hell of a gift.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm
but they married. Oh, she keeps that, dog. They married. She keeps it.
Oh, well, I don't got no. Hey, that's cool. She can keep that ring. She earned that one. You know what I'm saying? She earned it because I'm pretty sure, you know, she wasn't the first white woman Kobe didn't have.
So if y'all do something to us, we can keep the ring.
Not if you already married. We was talking about engagement ring. If you're already married, you know, that's yours to keep. I can't take that back. Because, you know, you did walk the aisle and everything. Mm-hmm. That's only an engagement ring. I don't want the wedding ring back. You keep that shit.
I know. Kobe better try to get some Subway endorsements or some shit, some candy bar endorsements or something.
Oh, no. Nah, Kobe's set for life, shit. He had $200 contract.
He had what?
Right.
He had $200 million contracts. He's set for life. His net worth is like $140 million right now.
He's gonna be 70 if she decides to leave his ass. I bet he ain't out there cheating no more.
Well, he's not white girls.
She tried to leave. Shit, that motherfucker thought we gonna reconcile this. Bitch, you ain't going walking away with this cash.
I ain't gonna be like Ray Carew.
Ray, please don't be in the trunk. Please don't be in the trunk, Ray.
Ray ain't paying no. He say he ain't paying no child support. Fuck that. I'm killing both of them. And actually fucking did it.
You know what? No, man, let's not even get on that because I seen the whatchamacallit, the aftermath of that with the kid lived.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the kid lives and the kid's fucked up, man. The kid's fucked up.
Like mentally,
you know,
or physically or both?
Yeah, both. Mentally and physically.
Well, yeah, I mean, hell. The day he tried to kill your mama.
He did that to his son.
You know, that's why his ass locked up.
So
hey,
I had no love for Ray Carew. I had no love for that bastard.
Oh, neither.
Did you see Kobe sued his mama, man?
No, he didn't sue his mama. He sued the auction place.
That motherfucker took his mama to court.
No, he didn't take his mama to court, man. Why did you keep bringing all these old fake-ass facts
up? I just read it.
No, and that's what that's why he got on TV and said no. I'm not suing my mama. I'm suing the auction place. But now his mother has something to do with them getting his memorabilia. But he's not suing his mother. He's mad at his mother, but he's not suing his mother.
Man, I read on the internet. It's on the internet. It's true.
Okay.
Man, we will not be a credible show fucking with you. All this shit that they Sin City say.
I read it on the internet. So the internet's true.
Okay. All right, man. Let's switch gears, man. Let's get a show to the ladies, man. We don't sit back, kick back. Let y'all take over the show. If y'all got questions for us, y'all know how we do.
I'm gonna get drunk.
So it's on y'all. For everybody that's listening, we letting the ladies host the show tonight. So y'all press one, show the ladies some love and some support. All right, it's on y'all.
Okay, well, during our little commercial break, our song break, I'm sorry, Janine and I discussed it, and, you know, she and I, the first thing come to our mind is sex. So we're going to talk about sex.
Y'all know that's all I fucking think about.
And,
speak on it.
Well, we thought about talking about places that we started off talking about places that you wouldn't have sex with at. But then I said, because people have a lot of problems with having sex in front of other people, I just wonder, is that a problem for people?
Not me.
So you could have sex. I mean, straight out fucking sex. I ain't talking about, you know, trying to sneak under no covers or nothing. Straight out fucking sex in front of whoever.
I'm not ashamed of my playground at all.
Father Tan, what about you?
I prefer to keep it intimate.
That motherfucker still keep his shirt on. Well, no, don't take my shirt off. Don't take my shirt off.
I just prefer to keep it intimate, man. You feel me? Just really? Let her know I'm concentrating on her, not the people watching.
Shit, I am too. Shit,
right.
I am. I'm concentrating dead on her. Now I might every now and then and look up like you like that. But no, I'm kind of straight on.
Yeah,
shake
the pose for him every once in a while, man.
Yeah, once in a while. You know, that's like when you're looking in the mirror. You gotta look like. You gotta look over every once in a while, like, look, yes, I am cutting that pussy. Strike that little side pole so you can see yourself doing it. Yeah.
Hey, guys, yes, it does do tricks.
Wait a minute. Let me lift my leg up. Yeah, there you go.
Well, it wouldn't bother me. I don't have no problem with that. Let's get it in. Let's get it on.
I don't know. When I'm having sex, especially good sex, I be in a zone. It's like, you know how they be talking about when you're on a motorcycle or something and you just drive and it's just like you by yourself and nobody else is around? That's how I be when I'm fucking. It's just like and nobody else is there. So I don't care if it was 500 people in a row. They would be seeing a show.
Right.
Seriously. They would be seeing something. I just don't know.
Okay. Now, is there a place that y'all would not have sex in? Even if it was private.
You know what? Yeah. And call me crazy. A man's bathroom.
Okay.
A man's bathroom.
I mean, just like if you just out, like in a club. Now maybe if we was at like a swanky type restaurant, you know.
Why y'all bathroom fancy or something? Y'all got the
hell upgrade. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't go in no man's bathroom.
Right.
Man, if you fuck me, if you fuck me at the Prestige, you ain't shit. For the whole. Or the motherfucking Blue Room, you ain't shit.
Well, it happened though, didn't it?
With who, me?
Yeah.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, nah, not I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least not at those places anyway.
Okay.
Some a little more upscale, a little more decent.
Right. If that happened, it got to be something upscale. I mean, I ain't going to lie, I done came in that many a days. And my thing is, I'm not touching that seat. I'm not touching that seat. And
yeah.
I done seen motherfuckers walk in there like, God damn, man, all the stalls full. And we'll start pissing on the floor. I got to piss. I mean, men's bathroom, I'll be the first to admit, men's bathrooms are atrocious. They are. They're fucked up. Now, like I said, we have something upscale that I know motherfuckers keep. Man, maybe, yeah, but, oh, shit. You go to the hole in the wall or motherfucking Blue Room, towel coming up, popping up off the floor constantly wet. Nah, I'm not fucking it now.
Well, I can't see that point.
That's just me.
I don't see why people went to the hold anyway. I would, well, they probably looked at me like I was that Shindy bitch anyway.
Hold on now. I ain't gonna talk bad about the hold. That was my spot. I was there every weekend. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I was that one with my nose in the air. I was like, oh, what is this?
You probably one of them motherfuckers that didn't go past the bar. At the bar.
Fuck you. I'm going to the back. What was the hold at, man?
Where me and you and Terry took the pitch at.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was the place with Bebe.
Yeah, Bebe got to chasing you around.
Okay. That place was all right.
Oh, shit, that was my spot. Yeah, I wasn't trying to go to Chicago.
This place was like a shack, okay?
A spot.
I don't know about all that. It was pretty cool to me.
Man, you can wear your work clothes if you just got off work. You can go in there, have your little nightcap, or you go in the house.
You see what I'm saying? They called it a club.
They were stepping and everything in that motherfucker. Right. That club's motherfuckers don't even step.
But now, at that place, you had the lowest fights. You didn't have no fights because you had to be, what, 28, 29 just to get in.
Okay. Oh.
Matter of fact, women had to be 28, 29. The men had to be 30, 31. So,
I thought it was cool.
Hey, man, I enjoyed it, man. Shit. I had a ball in there. Shit, going down. I mean, you seeing everybody you know. I mean, shit, I felt like doing off chairs.
Yeah, but I had my reservations. Motherfucker say, hey, man, let's go to the hole. The hole? That's the name of the place?
The hole? The hole in the wall. That's what it
I'm
is.
I'm like, the hole? That they actually named the club the hole? I don't know about this motherfucker. But
come
shit,
on.
They play good-ass music.
You had a good time with the
saying everybody was having a good time. When I went, it was no fights. Nobody was waiting on nobody outside the club. I thought it was cool.
I
would have went back.
I wouldn't have fucked nobody in the bathroom, but I enjoyed the club.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to me. I wouldn't fuck in my mama's house now.
Okay.
You said a place I wouldn't. That's a place I wouldn't. I would. I would not fuck in my mother's house.
Shit, that ass be gone.
Seriously.
No, I wouldn't.
Why? Hey, why not?
It's me.
I don't know, man.
To be honest with you, dog, I don't know.
I think he just got stigmatized because she was doing it.
That could be it, though.
That was nasty as hell. Thank you for bringing that up.
I'm just saying, maybe that's what threw you off. That you couldn't ever do it in your house, ever.
I can't get down in my mama's house. I just can't. Something just won't let me. I don't know what it is. Might be subliminal shit from when I saw my childhood, but I just can't.
That might be, dog. That might be it.
Seriously, though, you couldn't? I mean,
I can't do it, man.
Okay, so what about if y'all came from out of town? Let's just say y'all came from out of town. You know what I'm saying?
Do it.
You still couldn't do it?
I can't do it, man.
Damn.
I don't know what it is, man. I just I can't do it.
Damn.
Yeah, it might be. Hey, I might need to go talk to somebody, but I just can't do it.
Look, he traumatized as soon as he offered the dial.
Get your motherfucking ass out of here.
As soon as he opened the door to his mama's house, he traumatized.
I can't do it. Every time I see my mama, I think of that shit.
I know my mama. My mama know me, so we just gonna have to be excused. That's when we come from out of town. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know, each his own. Well, I just can't do it.
If you marry, I don't think my mother would mind, but not if you ain't married. Can't sleep. She'll lick the gas for the night or something if we out of town, but she ain't gonna have us sleep in the same room.
Hey, you know what? That brings up something.
Huh?
I said, what the hell am I spending the night for?
I'm saying if we coming from out of town or something, that's where we staying at. I'm just saying.
Right. I'm going to the hotel. I can't even sneak and do nothing. She ain't time to turn around. She in here. No.
God bless all. Spread it, Jesus said.
Hey, let me ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've dealt with teenagers, dog, you dealing with teenagers. Janine, you've dealt with teenagers. Liquor Store, have you dealt with teenagers as far as your own kids?
Mm-hmm.
You have kids as teenagers?
My baby will be 15 next month.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask y'all a question. I just ran across this the other day. Well, not the other day, but. Okay, she has a daughter. Daughter 17. Right? She's 17 years old. Daughter has a boyfriend. Boyfriend is 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Boyfriend is allowed to come over, you know, spend the night, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if it's just me, but this bothers me. You know, they take showers together. Would you allow that shit in your house?
Hell no.
Hell no.
You can't even spend the night. What is you talking about?
Hell, you can't spend the night.
No, not the boyfriend house, the girlfriend house. The girlfriend mother is, I don't want to use no names, but, you know, sister.
A friend. Well, let's just say a friend.
Friend, okay, right. a friend of my wife, allows that in her house. You know what
I'm
saying?
Hell. Oh.
That's crazy as hell.
I thought I was the only one. I'm like, don't nobody see a problem with this shit? What the fuck is going on?
I see a problem with it. Hell no.
Dude, wait a minute, hold up. Let me tell you. I walk out my motherfucking room and see this nigga naked, ain't got shit on but a towel. Nobody walk around this motherfucker but me like that.
Hey, but you know what, though? You know, it's somebody else's house. I can't say. What can I say? I don't live there.
I know.
I thought it was wrong on several motherfucking levels.
I know. If you don't live there, it ain't. Ain't nothing for you to say, but
yeah,
man, I'm looking at her like, did they just come out of the shower together? I'm tripping like, did I just see what I thought? What the fuck is he's in a towel, she's in a towel. You know, I heard the water running. What the
you say
fuck?
Running now, you say they 17 and 16. They ain't even 18 yet, so they still in school.
See, they were 16 and 17 at the time. They're both a year older now.
Oh, hell no. Hell no, man. No, hell no.
I can't see that going on in my house.
That's crazy.
Had a huge problem with that. I'm like, hey, kids ain't going over that no more because they ain't set no good-ass examples. I don't know what the fuck going on when we ain't there. You know what I mean? If she allowed this kind of shit in our house.
Well, hell,
yeah,
she know they fucking if she's allowing all that.
Yeah,
they was fucking in the shower.
Evidently, she don't care shit. That's what she allow.
That shit is crazy to the motherfucker. I mean, that's just outright. That's bad fucking parenting to me.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't stop your kids, but you ain't supposed to encourage them neither.
I mean, yeah, because they gonna sneak. They gonna sneak and do shit, but you ain't gonna do that shit in my face.
My point exactly. Dude,
man.
They was in the shower together.
Damn.
Together. 16, 17 years old.
Well, at the time, they used 16. Fat. So what did the mother do when she seen them come out? Because you know your... You know
nothing. She knew they was in there. No, when we walked in the door, they were already in the shower. No, we all sitting in the living room.
Right, and they
the bathroom,
came out.
They came out together.
Okay, so now I guess my next question is: was a daddy there? Was any type of father there?
The fiance was there. You know, the fiance lives there too. He didn't say shit neither.
I guess he said, "Fuck it, ain't my kid."
I guess so.
Yeah, but shit, fuck that. No, I'm
mean,
not sure. I still wouldn't allow that in the house.
That's
the only thing I could think of that he said in the hell. It ain't my kid. I can't say shit about it.
Right.
Man, I wish a motherfucker.
What if y'all kids was doing that? Not that y'all knew about it, but they come back like a couple of years later and tell y'all all the shit they did. Would y'all still try to beat the hell out of
how did she first? How did
right.
she? What she tell?
You know, my kids do that to me. You know, two of my girls, they grown now, so it's like, you know, now I'm hearing all the shit they did really did. You know what I'm saying? Behind my back. So when you hear stuff like that, so say you came home from work, it was a nigga in the house, but you didn't know. They got a hat in the house and sneak them out when you go in the room or some shit. But you find out years later, you know what I'm saying? Now they like 20 or something.
They grown now. Ain't nothing I can do. I mean, because for the...
Right.
You know what? I know my day is coming. I know my day is coming because when I was my teenage years, you know, when I was with my kid's mother, you know, during our teenage years, we went back and we told her mama some shit. And I mean, we laughed and laughed, and she looked at us and she didn't say nothing. She said, "You know what? I'm gonna get the last laugh." I said, "How you figure?" She said, "Cause y'all got daughters, so it's gonna happen to you." I said, "Son of a bitch."
She don't matter,
daughter
or son.
And lo and behold, she was right. It happened to me.
Well,
it
you know
did.
What?
It happened.
Me and my
me and my daughter had lunch the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, we try to go out for lunch, you know, once a month. Mm-hmm. So she didn't moved out. So, you know, we having lunch. She tell me she's seeing somebody, right? You know, she's been seeing somebody for like 3 weeks. Right, yeah, she told me over lunch. Then she telling me, look, I'm going to see somebody. I don't want you to overreact. I need you to promise me not to overreact. So I'm like, I'm not going to overreact. What you got to tell me? I'm seeing somebody. I'm like, oh, okay, how long? 3 weeks. You know, my first response was, you see somebody for 3 weeks and you're just now telling me? You know, why you waiting so late to tell me? Bobby skip you, right?
Really, dog?
So
it's just been 3 weeks.
Hey. Hey. So I tell her, I say, well, you know, why don't you invite him over for dinner? She don't want to. She thinks I'm going to overreact.
That thing about,
you know what I mean?
I would, the dog, you are something else. I wouldn't invite her either. I wouldn't.
And I, you know, I asked her, you know, I said, well, y'all having sex? She said no. You know what I'm saying? But this is the kicker. Now, this is something me and Mother Nature discussed. And I don't agree with her answer. But I'm not going to tell y'all her answer, but I want to get y'all answer. She's going to be turning 19 on the 25th of this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she wants me to get her a hotel room for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, okay, that's cool. You know, it's cool, right? This was before I found out about the boyfriend. I already promised a room and everything before I knew about the little friend she's seeing. And she knew she was seeing this motherfucker when she asked me about the room. So I'm like, okay. All right, cool, you know. Now, dog, you got girls. Let me ask you. You know your girl's seeing somebody. Would you get the room?
I'm not renting no room for my daughter. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Now, if you...
She turned 19, though.
And she can find somebody else to rent the room. I mean, which I'm pretty sure that she will. And hell, for the most part, they probably let her rent it her goddamn self. But,
well,
no,
yeah,
I'm
not. She can rent the room. I mean, reserved the room, but I'm giving her the money to pay for the room.
Oh, well, see, that's what it ain't even about you renting it. She just needs some money from you.
Right. But I haven't paid for the room yet, so I can still say, no, I'm not doing it. You know what I'm saying? So if you was in that situation, your answer would be, no, I'm not. Even though you already told her you'd get the room because she asked you before you found out about the little friend.
You know what? Hold on. This is my answer to this. This is my answer to that. It's your birthday. I'm going to give you some money. What you do with it is your fucking business. But no, I'm not going to just go up there and rent the room. No.
Okay. All right, Ligsto.
Yeah, I have to agree.
So you wouldn't get the room?
Well, I agree with Kaz. I mean, shit, like I said, I'm going to give you some money, and what you do with it is what you do with it, you know. But to ask me to rent you a room, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right, Janine.
My kids know how to rent their own rooms. They've been renting rooms since junior high school.
Well, it's about the money, though. Would you give her the money knowing she's going to take this money and get a room? Would you still give her the money?
Yeah, I'll give her the money.
Yeah, I mean, if I said I'm going to give you some money, then I'm going to give you some money. Mm-hmm. But now, me talking about, yeah, can I get room 204? Here you go, baby. Enjoy.
Yeah, nah.
Nah, that's
nah,
not.
But see, I was set up, dog. I was set up. This is what I was told. Hey, I'm turning 19. I'm going to the club downtown Minneapolis. Can you get a room for me?
You got to be damn fool. You got to be a damn fool if you fail for that.
Well, wait a minute now.
Why do you need to be the one to get the room? That's what I don't understand.
She don't have the money. She needs the money to rent the room.
Just give her the money to rent the room. And then,
but I know what it's for.
Okay.
It's what it all boils down to is either you're going to give her the money or you ain't. You know, regardless, she might decide
it's
that, okay, fuck it, I don't want to have. Yeah,
I mean, I'm
going
to give her the money because I told her I would. I tried not to break my, you know, I tried not to break my word to my kid. But, you know, once I found out about the boyfriend, you know, I don't want to do it now.
She live on
you know
her
what
own.
I mean?
She lives on her own. She could have a boyfriend at the apartment wherever she living at.
She That's the same thing she said. She said the exact same thing you said. Well, if I can have him over at the place, you wouldn't know. Well, he got his own crib, too.
Exactly.
Right. You ain't stopping no show, dog.
I know. You're pushing yourself out.
No
so maybe
you're
she's
pushing
genuinely,
yourself out of her life. That's what you're doing.
Well, maybe she just genuinely wants to have a hotel party with her girlfriend. I mean, for her to tell you about the boyfriend and like everybody else said, well, shit. I don't need a room that, you know what I'm saying, to be with my boyfriend. I have an apartment for that. So maybe she just genuinely wants to have a girl's birthday party.
That's what she said at first.
Oh, hold on, dog.
You know, she told me all that before she told me about the boyfriend.
Hold on, dog. I mean, let's just call a spade a spade. I mean, look here. I'm not 18. I got my own apartment, Daddy. I just need some money.
Exactly.
I mean, shit, that's the bottom line. If you're going to give it to me, you ain't. I mean, because you can sit there and say no, and she's going to change her plans. But whatever her plans going to be, if it's going to involve him, it's going to involve him. So,
and if you keep overreacting, she's going to stop talking to you about stuff. That's what she's going to do. And she ain't going to tell you shit. Then you're going to be finding shit out on the low.
And brother, you don't want to find that out the fast enough. Trust and believe, you don't want to find that shit out at the last minute. You don't want to be the last one to know. Believe me, I know.
It's not a good feeling.
I mean, I already told her I was going to give it to her, but I ain't going to lie, y'all. I don't want to. I mean, Mother Nature's like, well, you told her you was going to do it, so you might as well just do it. But I'm like, shit, that's before I found out about it. You know what I'm saying? She told me she's going to be partying with the boyfriend. You know, she told me the room was for her and her girls.
Put it
you
in
know
the
what
birthday
I'm saying?
Card. Put it in the birthday card, maybe you'll feel better.
Yeah, I guess. It's hard being a parent.
Decisions.
Hard being a dad.
No, but hey, I'm glad she told me about the boyfriend. You know, I can't wait to meet him. I'm looking forward to meeting the motherfucker. So we'll see. And but it's a white boy. You know, you want to date a white boy. See, you know how I feel about the you know, the race mixing? You know?
Don't you have
your fellas, you just make sure you don't miss mixed race.
I know.
You didn't that was your fellas.
White girl.
I'm sure he have.
You didn't ask that to plenty of white girls.
But he
not
wouldn't
no more,
marry them. That's what he's saying. He wouldn't be with them for life.
Right. I don't want no babies with him.
Okay, man.
You know what I mean? But you know, I'm gonna get a little doodle. You know, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. See what's cracking. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I would probably laugh if my daughter brought a white guy home. I probably would, especially my oldest daughter. I would honestly laugh. Like, you just don't know what you're in for, bro.
What if he was white
acting
black though?
It don't matter. Cause you gonna really she gonna take you to the brink. She's gonna bring that I don't know what it is about this girl, but she brings the bitch out of me. I'm like, you ain't even 5 feet tall.
Hey, I know the feeling, man.
She bitch out of me, and I be sitting there. This is my daughter, and I just be want to tell the boy, nut up, man. Get some nuts about yourself. And this girl run your ass like this. Oh boy, you gonna have it hard.
Hey, you know what I told my daughter?
I told her when she was about 13 years old. I said, you know what? With your attitude, you better be able to cook your ass off. Because ain't no man going to put up with your bullshit unless your ass can cook. No fucking way. Because she fucking high maintenance. If she, I hope her mama taught her how to cook. Because with that attitude, woo-wee. I don't know. I don't know nobody's going to put up with that shit. I know I wouldn't. Because, you know, if you know how to cook, you know, a motherfucker put up with a lot of shit if you know how to throw down in the kitchen. I'm talking about throw down, down.
Really?
You know, a motherfucker put up with some shit. If you can find a motherfucker that cook like your mama, you wouldn't put up with a little extra bullshit.
Nah, if I can find somebody that's gonna fuck me and suck me to sleep, I'm gonna put up with a lot of bullshit. I damn you cooking.
No, it ain't always about the sex, dog. All
right, yeah.
Sex could be great. The sex can be great, but it takes more than just sex.
Make me a ham sandwich. Yeah, you sitting there sucking and fucking me to the point where I can't move. This is Cass. I'm calling off work today. Yes, I'm sick. Thank you. Motherfucker, yeah. You know what? Man, your girl talk a lot of shit. Yeah, but she do something else with her mouth that you motherfuckers don't understand.
I guess that's where we differ.
Some people look at things differently. I be looking at, I be like, I be seeing motherfuckers with women, and I be like, damn, nigga, she be talking cash shit to you. And motherfucker be like, yeah, man, I know, man. You know, I be like, you know, hey.
You don't hear that butt being
right.
Head.
Right, but see, you don't want to say it, but you know that. That's what I'm gonna tell you. That's what I be thinking. Like, she must be sucking and fucking the shit out you, cause you ain't. She just being so disrespectful right about now. Like, and he will admit it. Yeah, man, that was fucked up what she did. Nigga, she must be sucking you into a coma. They cry. Yeah, I mean, because you hear look and be like, yeah, that was fucked up what she said. But at the same time, he's smiling like, I know what I'm finna get. Because when I go back to house, you know, you ain't have to do me like that in front of my boy. Boy, lay your ass down. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, shit.
That didn't happen to the best of us. So have there been times where it wasn't good, where y'all just, I mean, what is considered good to y'all? Where y'all, like, pass out at the end?
You got to be a man to understand it. I can't even, it's indescribable.
I mean, because if it's not good, then, I mean, what, y'all just get up, walk off? Like, oh,
I mean,
if
it's mediocre and it's like, hey, it's just something. It's just something to do, you know, like, okay, this bitch don't even get all that wet. God damn, you know, it's something to do. She can't be talking no shit. Motherfucker, shut up. What the fuck you just smack your motherfucking ass to the face right now, ho. Shut the fuck up. Well, I'm gone then, bitch. But nah, it's that shit of you like, God damn, this shit just keeps squirting all over me. Oh, Lord. She swallowed. Oh, God damn.
I guess we differ right there, dog, because I ain't never had none that wasn't good. It's all good to me.
I mean, you ain't had that many to pick from, so in some way, that's what we did.
You wait as soon as you stick your dick in. Oh,
I love her. I love her.
Maybe so, but it's all good to me. I'm like, I can't describe
Well, I can, but I don't think it's no such thing as bad pussy. I think all pussy is good. As long as you don't catch nothing, it's good.
See, he's the perfect example that his heart is in his nuts. Oh, yeah, but I love you. I love you.
I ain't saying all that, but I just don't believe there's no such thing as bad sex. I'm sorry. I'm
just saying, dog, you done fell in love pretty quick a lot of times.
No, I haven't.
Shit.
No, I haven't.
You fell in love pretty quick. You know what? I ain't going to say. You know what? I'm not going to even say love, but... You get to a point where it's like that. Damn it! Hold on, man. Come back on this side. Come back on this side.
Fuck that, happened with two females that you even know about, and that was Tracy and Pumpkin. That was it.
That's too many.
In your book,
really?
Oh my God!
Really, really, dog. That wasn't too many. Listen to the two names you said. And think about
I care about both of them.
And think about how them relationships ended. So don't you think that was too many?
Nope. I'm sticking by my guns. I cared about both of them. And they didn't end that bad.
What?
Neither one of them. Well, I mean, the Pumpkin thing ended bad, but the Tricks thing didn't end too bad. I mean, it ended bad, but it wasn't that bad.
What? Really?
You know something I don't know?
Yes, I know something that you know. You just probably done forgot about it because they ain't bothered you no more.
Well, like I say, the Tracy thing didn't end that bad. Now, the Pump thing ended up bad. You know, that bitch had to leave town.
So
that ain't on me. That's on her.
So you say
yeah, but the Tracy thing was up. Come on, man. You still owe Albert's Jewelers. They still looking for you.
Wow. You're a little too personal with that, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Straight up. Wow.
Anyone like you married up, man. You ain't about wedding ring. I mean, shit. Hell, they looking for me, too.
Wow. All I can say is wow.
I mean, man, okay. I apologize. 1,000 pardons, dog. 1,000 pardons. It was a joke, man. It was a joke. Nobody knew but me and you.
Everybody that's listening to the show. Between the line. Yeah, I bought
you didn't buy
jewelry,
a wedding
so what?
Ring, man. You bought a necklace. Like you bought a wedding ring.
Let a motherfucker do a radio show for a couple of years. This is what you get.
Nah, man. Well, I apologize. Let me set the record straight. It wasn't a wedding ring, folks. It wasn't a wedding ring. It wasn't nothing like that. They get married. Shit.
Yeah, right. I only bought 3 wedding rings in my life.
Right, so okay, now, man. I mean, I ain't saying like you bought a wedding ring, man. You know, hell, they looking for me too. Shit, I went there right behind you. They let me go back. I get their ass again. Shit, they rank up there with what's the motherfuckers we used to get as a kid? Finger Hut.
I still owe them too.
Hell yeah, I ain't see. I got everything from bikes to beds out off that motherfuckers. Well, let me shut up, shit. These motherfuckers might be listening.
I still get bills from fucking Albert's Jewelry.
Do you? Seriously?
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they sent me a bill the other day. One of those, you know, we going to give you a deal if you pay 25%. You know what I'm saying? We'll forgive the debt.
Hey,
they sent me one of those. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, they left me alone in 2005. I put their ass on bankruptcy. They ain't fuck with me, sis. I had to put their ass on. But damn, dog, you still getting them?
Man, I got one the other day, dog. Damn.
I got like a $7,000 bill with them motherfuckers. They was like, we'll forgive it, you know, for $1,200.
Hold on.
Y'all motherfuckers no $1,200. Y'all chill.
Wait.
Don't even go there, dude.
I got
some more shit from them later on in life.
Oh, did you?
How long ago was that?
I went in 95. I went short, right after you did. Remember, because I got that chronic ring. That goddamn Dr. Dre made it. Huh?
Yeah. It had to be 93, 94. The first time I fucked with them. But then I fucked with them again when I moved up here. I guess their computers don't work together.
Oh, well, see, dog, I didn't know that one. Now, see, that's why. Okay, see, I just thought we were just talking. When I said it, I was just talking about the neck. That's why when you said, wow, I'm like, man, come on now. You remember I went and got the ring. Now, I ain't know you fuck with them again.
I fuck with them motherfuckers so they cut me off.
See, I didn't know. See, I mean,
where else can you get some free shit from? That was pretty decent quality.
I didn't know. Honestly and truly, on everything I love, I didn't know you fucked with him after the necklace. I didn't think you fucked with him ever again. I remember you got the necklace, I got the ring. Neither one of us paid him. So, I said fuck him.
Well, they still sending me bills.
Well, damn.
I'm like, how did y'all get my address?
If you 7,000 in the hole, yes, I'm pretty sure. Damn, dog, what did you buy?
Man, I bought all kinds of shit.
What did you not buy?
Right, you.
And then I turn around and pawned all that shit.
God,
it was free to me, so shit, I still made a profit.
You bought everything in the store.
Shit, remember that Gucci watch?
Oh, for real?
I
didn't know that, man. See, that's what I'm saying, dog. I didn't know none of that. See, I was just talking about the necklace. I didn't know you got all that shit, man.
I got that watch from them motherfuckers, man. Shit, I thought I was a rapper. Fucking with them motherfuckers.
I liked it, that watch, too.
Yeah, that motherfucker gone.
God damn, dog. I didn't know you did all that, man. I figured me and you was neck and neck.
No, well, that motherfucker's still looking for me.
Nah, well,
see, I mean, motherfucker fuck around, you know, you give a black man some free shit. You know, I just got to put a couple dollars down. Of course I'm going to take advantage. You know, I had good-ass credit then. You get whatever you want in the store. All right, bet. What y'all got? That motherfucker told me to take a look around. When I filled out the little credit application, that motherfucker said, okay, you qualify for anything in the store. I said, oh, straight up. He said, you can walk out with anything you want. You just have to put 10% down. I'm like, okay, cool. What you got? I went berserk.
We were talking about two different things. See, I was just talking about the necklace. I didn't know nothing about the other shit that you didn't win and got. Damn, boy.
That's why my credit rating is a 5 right now.
Yo, ass is crazy. I refuse to go back to their ass. I just knew they were going to catch me.
That's why I'm so glad I don't wear jewelry like that. That is not something I would spend my money on.
If you was my woman back in the day, girl, you'd be draping.
Yeah, you
would. I was getting all that shit for free. For a couple pennies.
Yeah, you would have. You had a gold chain coming if you was fucking with a father's son.
See, the bracelet, fucking toe rings, earrings. I had access to all that shit.
I mean, if you bought it for me, I would wear it just because you bought it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not the type of person, like, you know how some women, they go buy jewelry, so they about to die. You know what I'm saying? They want to go in there and get something. I'm just not a jewelry person.
You know, back in the day, fucking with me, you be into jewelry like a motherfucker nowadays.
Yeah,
you be remembering all that shit.
But you know what, dog? Looking back at that shit, oh, man, if I could just get half the shit back that I bought, boy, I'd be a happy motherfucker. And I'm not bullshit.
I wish I would have never done none of that shit, man. Just for the sake of my fucking credit score. My shit like five.
If I could get half that shit back, half of it, I'd be great. I mean, that motherfucker, dog, that motherfucker was giving my shit away. Giving it away. Motherfucker with my shit on. Hey, didn't I just say, ain't that yours? Yeah, I said she could wear it. The ultimate is when she gave my shit to him. Him. Gave my shit to another nigga.
Well, it depends on what it is.
Man, depending on what it is, my ass, shit. This is the motherfucker she was cheating on me with. She let him wear it.
Oh, well, I'm like, you know, if it's like a bootleg movie or some shit like that, you know.
Hell no. Remember, I bought that, as a matter of fact, remember I bought the 6-point star from Fat Boy? The Rolex 6-point star on it? Well, I bought her a matching 6-point star with a necklace. Man, I looked around, this motherfucker had it on his neck.
See, that's unforgivable shit to me, man. I can't forgive shit like that.
Man, me and Butch went ballistic.
I can't deal with that. Don't give my shit away. I mean, I'd rather you tear it up than let another motherfucker wear the shit that I bought. Tear that shit up. Fuck it.
Man,
you mad at me? Tear it up.
That's when I moved out. I moved out and shit. Next thing you know, the next month, this motherfucker talking about you might as well move back in. I'm like, for what? She's like, shit, I'm pregnant. Like, God damn it. Every time I try to get away, that's when the motherfucker get pregnant.
Let me ask you, dog. When it first happened, did you have doubts? Because I did.
Well, you know I took that test. Well, I ain't going to say that on which call, but you know what I did.
Because when my baby popped out, man, she was white. I'm like, whoa, that, y'all brought me this the wrong baby. You better go back this way. This is a white baby. I'm black. My mama black. This is the wrong baby. Straight up. They was like, no, this is the right one. I'm like, shit. I got some questions. When can she talk? How long before the anesthesia wear off? Because we need to holler.
Yeah, because I'm finna hit this bitch dead in her motherfucking throat right now.
You know what, man? Man, my baby came out looking white, man. I was confused like a motherfucking hospital. I swore, man. I'm telling y'all straight up. I told a nurse, this is the wrong baby. You brought us the wrong baby. She argued me up and down. Nope, this is the right one. She checking, motherfucker. You know how they give you the little foot thingy, the little foot.
Yeah,
all that bullshit to, you know, to mark the right babies and shit. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what that shit say. This is the wrong baby.
You weren't there when she came out?
Yeah, I was there. But, you know, she had all that shit on her.
Yeah.
You know, she looked kind of ooky.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
So she came
but
back.
I'm like,
oh, whoa, wait a minute. You the
right, baby. Right, this is like a white baby. I'm like, yo, whoa, this ain't the motherfucker that came out. Y'all brought us
right.
The wrong baby.
Hey, motherfucker. But you know what, dog, and in all honesty, and ladies, I got to say this. If you cheat on a man and you come up pregnant, I mean, you really can't get mad at that man if he asked for a blood test. Because I'm going to tell you, I do you one better. If you know it's his, you get the blood test. You get it. Because I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to be real with you, dog. All I kept seeing was him. Everybody like, oh, she looked just like you. Nah, she looked like him to me.
But then, I mean, my mind, I mean, you know, anybody said you would be like, God damn, boy, that's your twin. But, dude, I mean, because my mind started playing tricks on me, man. I'm like, shit. Man, I mean, what color was this nigga? She ain't dark. She ain't exactly my complexion. You know what I'm saying?
You are not the
right. That's what I'm thinking, dog. I mean, my mind started getting warped, dog. My mind started playing tricks on me. Nigga, I'm going to my mama's house, looking at my baby picture, looking at her picture, looking at my baby picture. No, we don't look that bunch alike. No,
I did the same thing.
Dog,
you know what made me believe it? You know, barring, tests and all of that, is my mother. I was always told at a young age that your mother can always tell you if that's your child or not. I don't know why that is, but my mother was like, that's because, you know, I went to my mom, I was like, you know,
well, hell, dog.
I don't know what to do. She said, that's your baby. She just looked there and said, that's your baby.
I mean, fresh eyes can see it, but because you, your mind is so tainted, you can't. I mean, like, you probably could look at my daughter and be like, man, that's your baby. You probably seen it. I just couldn't. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it.
Shit. My baby was
right.
White.
Now, when I seen your daughter, I was like, nigga, I'm looking at you like, really, dog? You really? This motherfucker look just like you.
I didn't see that.
Exactly.
I saw a white baby.
We do
you
the same
the
shit.
Same thing I seen.
We as women do the same shit, and we have the babies.
That's crazy, yeah. Now, see, now that's
I
crazy.
Have my daughter, not to put on my chest. I said, what is that?
Whose child is this?
He was black as ever. Who baby is this? I'm bright for the motherfucker. I'm like, you know what I mean? I am
right. Right, y'all gave me the wrong baby. This ain't my baby.
That's just not chocolate, long, wrinkly baby. I'm like, I said, who baby is this? This your baby. I said, well, why? I'm calling the watch out. I think it's this thing I got this shit on.
Damn.
I said, watch off then. She said,
Don't you ever tell your baby that story.
You know what? The fucked up part is, I bet you she didn't told her baby that story.
Oh, hell no. I mean, when a mother condemns the baby, shit. As a father, I'm like, I'm confused. Like, I don't know what to believe, man. I had doubts, now she got doubts.
What the fuck is going on?
Take your ass back there and bring us the right baby. Something ain't right.
Yeah, I couldn't have been standing there. You like, who is this? What the fuck you mean? Hey, doctor. Doctor. Now, she's sitting here saying this ain't the baby.
And hell, shit just came up out of me, so it happens. You know, we be confused. It be too much going on. We tired.
Okay. Wait a minute. I just got to switch gears for 1 second. I'm going totally off the this little conversation, but I just got to bring this up. Everybody seen Old Boy That Found White Girl, right?
Yeah.
Seen who?
You ain't seen Old Boy in Cincinnati, in Ohio? Found a white girl that been missing for 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Is he tripping or not?
I haven't seen nothing about the dude. I read about it in the paper.
Oh, dog, you got to check out his interview. He is He done been on everything from the local station to Anderson Cooper now. He is clown. He say
no, I haven't seen it. I know he was on Anderson Cooper.
Huh?
I said, I know he was on Anderson Cooper, but I didn't watch the interview.
Oh, man, he is clowning. And he sounds like
I know
the bad part is he talked like Mr. Childish. He talked just like,
All I heard about him is they asked him if he wanted the reward. He pulled out a check, said, I got my own check, give reward to the girls. That's all I heard him. That's all I heard him say.
He's clowning, dog. He said you know something wrong. He said when a pretty little white girl come running to in a black man's arms, you know something didn't happen. You know something wrong. Dog, he is clowning, dog. You talking about somebody that kept it 100? He kept it 100 with everybody that interviewed him. I'm waiting to see if he going to get on Oprah. I'm want to see if Oprah going to interview him.
No, Oprah ain't going to fuck with him.
I mean, but this...
Speaking of shit in the news, y'all know they found the Jody Arias chick guilty.
Who?
I don't know if y'all been following that trial. The Jody Arias girl, the one that killed the boyfriend 3 times?
Finally, the trial been going on for, see, like, years. I'm tired of them talking about it. I was like, what they...
Yeah, they going for they going for death.
I'm like, what they finally...
They found her guilty on all charges.
I don't even watch the thing, and I'm looking at it. Sometimes I just be having the TV on with no value, and I'm looking at her. I was like, that bitch is a killer. You can look at her. The bitch look crazy.
Yeah, she stabbed that motherfucker. She stabbed him a few times. Then she turned around, shot his ass in the face, and tried to say it was she was defending herself. You can't kill a motherfucker 2 times talking about you. When she stabbed him, he was already dead. Then she shot him in the face just to make sure.
She looks psychotic because she don't show no emotion. She don't show the whole time she was sitting on trial. It's like her facial expressions don't even change.
And see, that's what
they going
for.
No,
that's how
they
trying to save her
life. She don't show no type of emotion.
Then they trying to say she crazy now. They trying to get her that... That mentally, you know, you can't kill somebody that's mentally fucked up.
Yeah.
That's what they're going for now.
She look crazy.
That bitch needs to die. She needs to die. That motherfucker was crazy.
Oh, well.
Hey, man, I'm gonna put old boy interviews on the site, dog. Cause he is
Yeah, you need to put them on now. Cause
they even did a song for the dude, man. He is clowning, dog. He is stupid, man. I mean, you talking about, his name is Charles Ramsey. I called him Mr. 100. He keeps it 100. He on Anderson Cooper keeping it 100. Hey, he'll sound like, oh, all those dudes. Hey, if we
now,
knew
who
that he...
Who needs to pay him is McDonald's.
Oh, McDonald's. Oh, y'all didn't hear the tweet? McDonald's told him, you will be hearing from us.
Really?
That motherfucker said, I ran over there with half a Big Mac. I was still eating my Big Mac. Hey, he gives McDonald's big shots. Big shots out to McDonald's.
He said McDonald's like 6 times. And he said they caught the dude at McDonald's.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because he was at
McDonald's.
McDonald's
been tweeted already. You will be hearing from us.
Well, they portrayed him as a hero. So I'm pretty sure everybody want to fuck with him right now because he's a hero.
Oh, yeah.
He's been 15 minutes of fame.
But
the thing about it, dog, he ain't chat. Now, I just seen him. I'm on Facebook now. He done shaved a little bit now. He didn't shave.
Oh, okay.
He went Hollywood.
He stayed and put his head back in the ponytail.
Oh, okay.
He didn't win Hollywood on us.
But no, he still got his hat on. He still got his fitted cap on. But like he told him, he said, hey, if we knew what he was doing, this interview would be a whole different way. We'd have handled him. I'd be getting Triple Life right now.
Oh my God!
It gave him the ultimate black handshake. Anderson Cooper looking like, you know, Anderson Cooper without to shake his head. That motherfucker gave the hop. You know how you slap your, all right, nigga, I'm a holler. And pulled him in close for the death. He can't, no, it's not an interview yet that I've seen it. He ain't kept it 100.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, shit, I'm glad something else happened because I got tired of hearing about that Boston shit.
Yeah, I
need some new news.
Oh, man, he like that. That fucked up part. He was like, wait a minute. I thought this bitch was dead.
Hey, but you know what? I read, when I was reading the paper about it, I read that one of the dudes that kidnapped one of the girls was actually looking for her. Passing out flyers and shit, standing with the family during news conferences. He's supposed to be like his niece's friend or some shit. He kind of cool with the family.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. No, he got a kidnap and passing out flyers looking for him.
They said it was three brothers and that they were, it was only one of the brothers' houses, but I guess the other two, I wondered if they were married or something. Had they own families, but then they coming over their brother's house fucking these women that they know they didn't kidnap.
Right, and one of them had a baby. Now, was it one of the kidnappers' baby?
All of them was getting pregnant. They said they was all getting pregnant, having miscarriages. The one girl said she had three miscarriages because she was so malnourished. But I guess some of the kids had survived, but that was their kids. Yeah, they had been sleeping with them and not even taking them to no doctor or nothing, just having the babies in the house.
Telling them, like, man, I got them outside telling everybody them they grandbabies. Dude, like, yeah, they're my grandkids. So, dude, like, shit, I've been living next door to the we eating, what that motherfucker say, we eating. This is the sauce of music together? Shit. How you doing?
That's some sick ass shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey, old boy told him, he say, hey, man, if it, hey, we knew that, it'd have went a whole nother way. He's like, y'all have been interviewing me for, y'all have been trying to put a trip, y'all have been trying to put me up under the bridge, under the jail, I mean.
Remember, he talked to the police. He talked about the police told what they said.
Oh, yeah, with they dumb ass, with they stupid ass. He's like, yeah, they came so quick because I called them a fucking moron. Like, they were coming to arrest me, but they seen what they had. Dog, I mean, dog, I'm looking for the interviews right now. I'm finna post them, man. The dude, he's off the chain, dog. But like I said, Charles Ramsey, shots go out from Sin City. Hey, that's Mr. 100 there. I call that man Mr. 100. I don't give a damn what nobody say. He keeping it real. Boy, and that is the cute boy I like to thank. You. That motherfucker, he wanted to call up my nigga. He's like, all right, like you would do. Like, all right, nigga, I'll let you shit. All right, nigga, be Anderson Cooper didn't know what to make. Hey, man, and the fucked up part, dog, when you said, you know, think of old so many times, the way he be like, and then keep pulling his head down like, huh? Like, huh? Fucking what? Nigga, what? Shit, nigga, I'm telling you the real, nigga.
I wonder if he been in jail, because every time it seemed like a police siren went off, that motherfucker.
That siren went off. That motherfucker dead in red, dog. That motherfucker ducked down.
Like he having flashbacks.
That siren went off.
He having flashbacks and shit. Oh, it was so funny.
Make sure you post it, man, so I can watch.
Yeah.
That shit funny as hell, dog.
Oh, big ups to see the Heat one.
Oh.
Oh, here we go. They say dude turned down any offers of reward money. Say give it to the victims instead.
Yeah, hey, he pulled his check out. Hey, I got a check.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I saw that.
I still say he deserves something, man.
Yeah.
He deserves something, man.
McDonald's need to pay him. McDonald's got enough money to pay him.
Yeah, don't nobody else.
All them hits they done got, all that publicity McDonald's done got, shit. McDonald's should pay his ass.
Yeah, McDonald's got to pay him, man. McDonald's would be dead wrong if they don't give him nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I would still eat my Big Mac, huh?
Yeah, he was like, I had half a Big Mac left. You know, I came from that. I gave. What's happening?
I had just came from McDonald's. I swear he said McDonald's. I don't know how many times. It was just funny.
Way you be current on them, I just knew you seen these interviews. Goddamn, man, I'm on CNCityRadio.net. My boy Player, hey, he on here, boy. Shout out to Player. Player be on here, boy. He loving them blogs.
He
liking them pictures better. I know player personally. He liking them pictures better. Ladies, get the pictures back on there. Player, they playing with y'all. Ain't that right, player?
Yeah, I've been checking him out.
I see you on here, player. What's happening, Slick Mick?
What's happening, Mick?
Hey, for real, though.
I'll pick up the. We got Indigo and Love Child in the motherfucking chat room. We got to get the chat room jumping again, y'all. I think we need to go back to the video chat.
Yeah, man.
This is my opinion.
I mean,
ain't nobody comment on it, so.
We can still do that, too, man. We can still do that, too.
I don't know what y'all think. I thought the video chat room was all right.
I ain't got no problem with it. I see you got a new movie out, dog. The Butler.
Who?
Starring Oprah Winfrey and Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, I saw that.
Come on, y'all.
See the movie, but.
Father Time don't look like Forrest Whitaker to y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you know, I got in the cab one day, man, and the motherfucker thought I was actually Forrest Whitaker, man. That motherfucker didn't charge me or nothing.
Straight up.
I'm going to a house. Like, come on, man. He was like, okay, Mr. Whitaker, where would you like to go? I ain't say shit. I just gave that motherfucker the address.
Well, no, I know you ain't say nothing.
I ain't got fooled if you didn't say something.
Right?
Hey, he picked me up from the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Patty was together. And you know, we went down to the cab stand and shit. That motherfucker got out, opened the door and everything. We in the cab rolling, and he called me Mr. Whitaker. I'm like, I ain't gonna say shit. I ain't Forrest Whitaker, but you wanna believe? I'm glad he didn't ask me for an autograph.
I know.
Shit, I would have rolled.
He didn't charge me. That motherfucker dropped us off for free. You know what I'm saying? It was like a $30 ride. Motherfucker didn't charge me shit. He thought I was Forrest Whitaker, straight up. Little did he know.
Oh, man, you do look like him. No,
I get it all the time, man. I get our little kids be like, hey, man, I saw you on TV. All right, man. Get your little ass out the way. Let me get on. I get that shit all the time, man. Motherfucker told me I should be his devil. I'm like, shit, man. My motherfucker, I ain't closed. Why the fuck y'all think I'm looking like Forrest Whitaker? That motherfucker got a fucked up eye. My eye ain't fucked up.
You look like him, though, man.
Yeah, I get it all the time, man. Wish I could hang out with that motherfucker. I'd be his twin. I get free shit all night long. That's what's up. Hey, I'm going to a comedy show, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all how it was. I'm going to record it on my phone.
Who you going to see?
I don't know these motherfuckers.
Don't do that no more, man. Please, don't do that no more.
Do what?
Remember last time we recorded some shit, we definitely got arrested.
I don't remember, man. Refresh my memory.
Strip club.
Oh. Hell, I didn't know. I forget how to react like that, though. Shit, I would have cut the motherfucker off. I didn't know.
We have some.
Hey. Yeah, the barge.
Huh?
Right.
I asked Lippin, so was she going to see El DeBarge? No, I'm not going to see El. Did you see, who was that new chick, Ravon or Raven or some shit? She's supposed to have been here a couple nights ago, some new chick.
I didn't hear about her.
Ravon or Raven or something like that. Cash, have you heard about it? Did you hear about it?
Nah, I don't even know who that is.
I heard about it on the radio, and then I was at work the other day, and some chick came in, and she said that's
was it hot?
I don't know. I don't even know the artist. She's supposed to be some new artist. I don't know if she's a local talent, like an Indianapolis artist or what, but I have been hearing about her on the radio.
Hey, we got an Ice Cube concert up here. We got Ice Cube, LL, and Public Enemy.
Oh,
shut up.
I so hope they come here. I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, May 30th, man. They want $100 for the tickets. And that's
a
low boo.
Dude, I would go. I'm serious, man. Shit, you just said everybody I love.
Chuck D still alive?
Yeah,
Chuck D still together?
Yeah, you know, Chuck been living in Paris.
Right. I don't know why I thought he was dead.
Nah, he been living in Paris. Shit, he said, fuck the United States. He out of here.
I might go see it, man. I know Valena want to go see it bad as hell.
Man, I would go.
I might just roll with her to go check him out, man. I go for PE. I don't give a fuck about LL.
I'll go see
LL.
Wait, whoa. You said fuck LL?
Please don't get this man started on Q. Oh, okay.
No, you know Q. I'll
take PE over LL any day. I'll go see PE before I go see LL. And that's right, I used to support the Kango and everything back in the day, but I take P over LL.
You don't want to get a hit?
I'm going strictly to see Q.
Yeah, he's supposed to be there, too. All three of them supposed to be there. I'm starting off at 100, man. They talking about 2,500 for flow seats.
These
motherfuckers ain't had a hit record in 20 years.
I'm
going to pay no 2,500.
I need to see LL up close and personal.
Hey, they on tour. Y'all better check y'all like what Pacers play. Cause you know they want to go to the big places.
Know, and I'm gonna tell you how fucked up. Before we get off here, I'm gonna tell you how fucked up hip hop is. LL just dropped a new album, man. And do you even think the motherfuckers even trying to promote that shit?
I didn't even know.
Exactly.
He got a brand new CD?
Got a brand new CD, and that shit is hot.
I haven't heard one. What's I ain't heard nothing about it.
I don't know the song. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I just heard the damn CD yesterday. I just heard it yesterday. And I'm like, damn, LL got a new CD out? And it's like, damn, you let an icon like LL Cool J, y'all won't even promote this motherfucker because y'all feel like he ain't Lil Wayne or he ain't with Young Money, Cash Money. He ain't hot. Man, the face of hip-hop is over, dog. For real.
Yeah, I have to concur.
That's why I don't listen to
this
shit.
I done started exploring my wife's side. And like, fuck it, I'm going to start listening and see what they got going on now. Shit.
And you know what? And the fucked up thing, and I'm glad you said that, because I watched the interview with Scarface, and that's just what he said. He was like, shit. He was like, man, motherfucker, before it's all said and done, we're going to be like rock and roll. Chuck Berry invented rock and roll, but shit, who when you think of rock and roll, who the fuck you think of? White people. Blues. You know who invented blues. These black, down south black motherfuckers. Now when you look at, you go to the blues, you see Eric Clapton, Mick Jagger. Come on, what kind of shit is that? And rap going to be the same way.
Hey, man, I like Eric Clapton, man.
I like Eric Clapton. Me too.
But he's not, I mean, really, Eric Clapton is the face of blues?
No, I ain't saying that.
When you say blues, go to blues. I mean, you go on iTunes and all that shit and see blues. You see Eric Clapton's name. You see Mick Jagger's name. What was the one song, man? What was the one song with B.B. King and the one, I'm Sorry? Well, you know the one we used to listen to. The one with
B.B.
You know,
King
that was
and who else?
I'm trying to think. What was the other name, dog?
Bobby Blue Bland?
Yeah, Bobby Blue Bland. That,
you know, oh, that whole CD was not, still knocked their shit today.
Right. You
that
know,
whole CD
you know,
was knocking.
You know, we, but you know that was our song right there, that I'm Sorry. You know, we get
I'm
we
sorry.
Get,
come on,
right,
Bobby.
That
I can see
it. Say it. That, sorry. That ain't what you say.
I love that shit.
Hey, you know we
say that right shit next Tuesday. I'm finna download that motherfucker right now.
No,
I'll play that motherfucker. That used to be my shit.
You know,
I'm sorry.
Right.
Come
right,
on, Bobby.
You
how
know,
you telling Bobby? Sorry.
Right. You know, we used to bang that because that's what we grew up hearing. That's what we grew up hearing. But and when you say blues, dog, that's the first song to come to my head because that was, you know, that was our song. You know, I mean, I heard Down Home Blues and all that, but that particular song, that was the one song that me and you, we banged that song for how many years, dog? Since we were kids.
Shit, I'm still banging that motherfucker.
Right, exactly, and I am too. So, but to see, to go to a blues section, and he's not lying, dog. I went to it today. I went to blues and I seen Eric Clapton and Mick Jagger. Come on, man. That ain't blues stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't feeling that.
That ain't blues stuff. Blues is Bobby Blue Bland. Blues is B.B. King.
Yeah, George.
Well, B.B. King did do a CD with Eric Clapton.
He did.
Okay, he may did, but that.
I actually own it.
He's just saying that that's not the first person that pop up into your mind when you hear
yeah,
when somebody
but now,
asks
but
you.
But now, after white America get through with it, that's the motherfucker you gonna. He's gonna be the face of blues.
No, I don't think black people go for that, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, hell, back then Chuck Berry was the king of rock and roll. Shit, who you see rock and roll now, Elvis? Once they take it, dog, gone.
Richard.
Right. Well, I tell y'all what, I'm going to download it, and we going to play this motherfucker on Tuesday. This motherfucker.
Shit. I had no problem with you playing it, brother. You know, we were on many a night singing that song.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Thank you for us again, Tyler.
B.B. King was like, I'm sorry. And then he said, now, Bobby, tell him how it is. Bobby Blue Bland was like, I'm
he come in
sorry.
So
sorry. Shit was hot, boy. That
come in so smooth.
Shit, boy.
Hey,
tell him again, Bobby. They ain't here.
The fucked up part. We would take turns singing each other. All right, hold on, man. I'm singing Bobby Blue Bland to thank. You know what I'm saying? That's how hot that song was to us. You know what I'm saying? All right, hold on, man. I'm Bobby Blue Bland today. That's what we grew up hearing. That was hot to us, man. Shit. That's a timeless classic.
Yes, it is. Yes, indeed. And I still play that motherfucker. I own that CD. But I do have the now. The Eric Clapton and B.B. King CD is pretty fucking good, too.
You know what? I'm not saying that it's not. Hell, Eminem is one of I put Eminem in the top three best rappers.
Oh, no. So do I. I think Eminem is tight as hell.
Right, but Eminem shouldn't be the face of rap.
I don't think he is. I think Lil Wayne is.
Ew. I don't know why.
I don't
think anybody's caught that.
I think Lil Wayne is hot, but I don't think Lil Wayne. I mean, that, no, but now my thing is this. The faces of rap should be the forefathers, the KRS-One, the Big Daddy Kings, the Rakims. You know, the motherfuckers who did them the faces of rap.
Yeah, but everybody don't see it like that. Right now, Lil Wayne, the hottest thing on planet. So
hey,
that's what everybody rolling with.
Now, let's go back. Let's go back. Big Daddy, like the names that I said. But now we had a lot of flashes in the pan. We had a lot of flash in the pan that was hot back then that didn't have longevity. Now, I'm not, and you know what? For the most part, I do got to give that to Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne does have longevity in his game. He do get it. Shit, think about it. He came out when he was, what, 13? The nigga like 39?
Yeah.
And he's been a constant. I'm not going to take that away from him. He has longevity in the game. I'm not going to take that away from him. Any motherfucker that can start off as a preteen and get into their damn near in their 30s and still the hottest motherfucker around, you got to give him that. I'm not going to say that he don't go down as one of the best. I'm not going to even say that because he does deserve to be in the top 10. You could be around from 13 to 30. Shit. That's something good.
Yeah, but he ain't the face of rap. Neither. I have to agree with
he's
that.
Not the face. I wouldn't call him the face of rap, but he is the hottest thing going right now. But like I said, my thing is I'm not going to sit here and, I mean, I ain't going to take it away from him. I'm not going to take it away that he's the hottest thing going right now. But just to be like, all right, well, you know, in the long run, if motherfuckers don't keep hip hop true, shit, some white motherfucker gonna be the face of rap. We probably won't see it, but it's gonna happen. Our grandkids gonna be talking about the white guy from Fresno. He's hot. The white guy from Fresno. Who the fuck is that? He's the face of rap. What happened to Lil Wayne?
I don't know, man. I think you're reaching. I think you're reaching on that one, dog.
Shit.
Nah, man. You seen that thing on Facebook where it was a picture of what it was, a Biggie and Pac or something like that back in the day, and it said rapper, how rappers dressed then and how rappers dress now and how
right.
Wayne was on the stage with little bitty ass motherfucking skinny pants. Come on now. Anything is possible.
I seen that, dog. Come on, look what this dude. I mean, you know what? I'm not even gonna say what he's doing to rap. I mean, he's being who he wanna be. He wanna wear skinny leopard jeans with what's those boots that y'all women wear? The little fur boots with UGG. That's him. But then you got a motherfucking. I mean, shit. I'm gonna tell you like this. If my son tell me, all right, daddy, I'm finna go to school, and I walk him and I see him with some skinny jeans on and some UGG boots with a tight fitted shirt, I'm gonna beat the fuck out. Then you'll get your ass in there and change. I'll break your motherfucking neck. I will break your ass in half.
I wouldn't be mad at you. Please do something about your son. I want you to go in there and strangle him with them skinny jeans, please. I want you to wrap him around his neck until he understands that that's not what little boys dress like.
Yeah. I'll let my grown big ass son try some skinny jeans on at the store. just so I can embarrass his ass. Now take your big ass in there and take those damn things on looking crazy to the motherfucker. That them damn tight ass jeans on with your big ass.
Damn.
No, I mean his ass is big. He got a you can't wear no skinny jeans with no big ass. Especially no boy with a big ass. Now, if he's skinny, he's not skinny. He's not skinny. How is he wearing some skinny jeans? You thick as hell.
I don't consider myself to be skinny, but I hate skinny jeans. I hate them. I have a couple pair that I wear just because I know I have some boots that can go with them or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying, a pair of flat shoes. But that's, like, the extent of my skinny jeans. I got, like, two pairs. And I hate them.
They meant for y'all.
Some ugly shit to me.
They are meant for y'all to wear. They're not meant for us. Before a grown ass and to sit there with some pants that he can't hit. When they talking about it's a scientific fact that these motherfuckers is stopping your motherfucking nuts from circulating.
Right.
How the fuck are you wearing these pants?
But I think these kids, you know, they following behind what other people do. And, you know, I try to teach my kids, do what you want to do. Don't follow behind
right.
what other people do just because you think, you know, it's cool or whatever. But I went ahead, let him try the damn jeans on or whatever, and that's exactly what the fuck was happening. They was all tied up in his crotch and shit. And he was, oh, these don't feel right. You look crazy, too.
You're right. There's a good reason for that, son. There's a good reason for that. You look ridiculous. Let me take
and he saw how ridiculous he looked, and he saw how ridiculous it felt to be had that shit on. Yeah, you trying this shit off, huh?
We please go back to the motherfucking what they call them, the husky section, and get your ass.
Oh, ass husky section.
So what?
I'm with you, Lickie. So get your ass back to the husky section.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't bring your ass over here trying to wear no goddamn skinny jeans.
Please, listen. And I hate for you to be sagging anyway, so now you want to sag with two tight pants on? Hold up. In my day.
You know what? I seen a motherfucker that had to be about 6'2", 6'3", and 300, and I'd say anywhere between 280 and 300. I'm like, you need your ass whooped. Your fat, and then try to make them sag. You need your fat ass whooped. Who got the music playing?
That's me, boy. I'm playing Bobby Blue Bland and B.B. King.
Well, come on, man. What's going on, though, man? Come on. Now, I understand you didn't got to get nostalgia moment.
I'm trying to cut it off, man. But shit. I'm downloading some shit I shouldn't have downloaded.
You know,
I don't know. I just tried to have my son, my youngest son. He finally got out of there, but he used to wear his pants. They were not tight. They didn't fit them tight. But he used to put his belt on so tight, it's the motherfucker looked like Urkel. You know how Urkel used to wear it? Oh, that motherfucker used to tighten that belt so motherfucking tight.
But you ain't have to worry about the thing. That's one damn thing.
Mama, you'll never catch me sagging. Ever.
That thing used to crack me up. I'm like, son, you was going to cut off your freaking face.
That motherfucker be blue like a motherfucker from the waist up. Blue.
Loosen your belt.
Loosen it up. Let it go.
It's okay to see the top of your drawers, baby. Just the top of your drawers.
Right. We don't want to see the rim of your ass.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I wish I had pictures. That shit used to be so damn funny.
Oh, and you know, when we were kids, we get talked about if you had on pants that was too short, you know what I'm saying? So you get talked about, well, next time your shoes have a party, why don't you invite your pants legs down? Now they walk around like that shit is hot.
Right, like, hey, you say, hey, nigga, you need to pull your shoes up, your pants. What you just say, motherfucker? Hey, dog, I got them on there too. I got the Charles Ramsey's on here.
Okay.
Mr. 100. That's what I call.
What's up?
Hey, man, like I say, I don't know what I'm telling you. You say I'm reaching, dog. I don't think so. I think that, man, the way the shit is, man, you know what? I got offended about what Bill Cosby said, but then again, I thought about it, and I was like, man, he got a point. The way shit going, man, that motherfucker was like, I'm glad I be dead and I ain't got to see this shit. I be dead soon, and I ain't got to see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of got offended about that. Like, damn, man, you know, because Bill Cosby's been on this little, I'm holier than thou attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be like, damn, Bill, you know, motherfucker, you uptown Saturday night, motherfucker, quit trying. You know, but then I kind of see his point at the same time. Like, man, what the fuck the next 20, 30 years should it be like?
Man, because look, every time I get in the car, I'll be ready to go, man. And so I flip through the little channels and what, and every time I turn on 96.3, either motherfucking Bad Wale is coming on, going off, or is on. If it's not that, then it's the Poetic Justice song, and I'm sick to death of both of them. Personally, like with the Poetic Justice song, I like the way the song sparks better than I like the rest of the song.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I do like, to me, it's just my personal opinion, and from what you said, you're probably not going to agree with me. That's probably going to be the savior of rap, Kendrick Lamar. The boy is cold.
Agree with you, but I'm just saying I'm sick of the song. Like, you know, the radio station they play what you want to hear or what they want to hear.
I don't listen to the radio. When I get in my, it's straight CDs. I mean, you're going to hear W.A. You're going to hear anything from N.W.A. to Big Daddy Kane in my car. But, yeah, the few times that I do hear shit, I think, I'll say put it in his hands because the boy's cold. He's cold. He's the only motherfucker out right now that I would even give props to. Kendrick Lamar is the only motherfucker I would give props to. He's a cold motherfucker.
Well, I don't do new rap, but I do like Drake. I ain't going to even lie. That Started From the Bottom song is tight as hell.
You know what? And him too. And he's another one. I'm not gonna lie. I try not to like Drake, but he actually is lyrically inclined to do shit. I mean, maybe because they stuff him down your throat makes me not like him. But I've actually sat down and listened to Drake, and it's like
I thought you was a Future fan. You said you was digging the motherfucker at the concert.
No, motherfucker, you didn't hear me say I was digging him. I said my daughter was digging him at the concert. And that motherfucker never even sung a song. He smoked the whole goddamn time. Nah, you ain't hear me say shit about me liking Future. Future's, as far as I'm concerned, Future is in the past.
Right, and what's that? Turn on the lights or turn up the lights or some shit. I listened to that bullshit the other day. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
The best song that man got is the one with Kelly Rowland, and that's because she can actually sing.
I was going to say the one with Rihanna. Shit, you stick to doing her.
I ain't even heard the one with Rihanna.
Love, I need love. I'm not trying to give you the wrong impression.
Is that her?
That's Rihanna.
I mean, that he's garbage. He's garbage. I'm sorry. I understand it. Yeah, he's the money maker right now. He's the flavor of the month. But I guarantee you like this, he will never have a career like Marvin Gaye. He'll never have a Luther Vandross career. He would never have longevity. Never have it.
Oh, I'm just waiting on No Doubt to come back out.
Wow.
You want to hear some Sunday mornings? That's what you like?
There's no
Sunday
doubt
morning.
That
they used to be my shit, though. I'm not
going
to lie. I did like No Doubt.
Who was No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
I know she ain't had a hit in 20 years.
That's not true.
Because they came back out, I thought. A year or so ago, or they tried to come out with a
new
song.
She started having babies.
Yeah, she had started having babies and she stopped singing or whatever. She had got married and everything.
Come on, she had the dumbest song in the world out. Bananas, Papanas.
Everybody likes that song, but that's not what even made me start liking them.
You talking about
Hollaback
Girl?
Yeah, Hollaback Girl. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the song that I liked.
Don't sing nursery rhymes. Come on.
Who had that song? Do your chain hang low, do a wobble to the flow. Now that's real a nursery rhyme song. You remember that one?
Three Stooges. About to say, goddamn boy, you went back to the Three Stooges, didn't you?
Yes, they're original rappers.
Nelly had one.
They created rap.
And I gotta say, Nelly was the first one to start with that nursery rhyme bullshit.
Yeah. I'm going down, baby.
I ain't gonna even lie. I liked that CD. I'm not gonna sit here and lie to you and say that I didn't like it. That was my song.
That whole album was hot.
Hey, what that nigga say? Hey, that was my song. I love that song.
He can't hold a candle to Scarface. Scarface is the baddest motherfucker ever.
Oh, no, he can't. And that's who was doing the interview. That's who was doing the interview talking about rap and the rock and roll and rap. I mean, and he did his homework before he did that interview.
Right.
Like he said. And the only reason I listened to the interview because it was Scarface. And he was making sense. Like he said, man, shit. It's just a matter of time before a white motherfucker be the face of hip hop. You got a 70-year-old Jew, and not to put down the Jews, because you know here in Sin City we don't condone, we ain't racist here, but. I mean, to put a 75-year-old motherfucker, period, whether he's Jew, black, white, whatever, talking about he know what hip-hop is, he know what's hot, you got to be a damn fool.
Well, I mean, but you got to go back in history, man. I mean, Eminem is the tightest white motherfucker ever rap.
That he is. You're getting an argument out of me with that.
And motherfuckers waiting on him to drop another motherfucker CD. Eminem can flow.
I mean, he get a bad rap because he's white. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to keep rap black. Fuck that. If you got talent, I don't give a fuck. If you can go,
yeah,
I'm about your shit. I don't care what color you are.
But now, if you now hold on, dog. I understand what you're saying. But now, let's keep it real. Where did this come from?
Don't matter. It's all about where it's at now.
See, that you that motherfucker that will sell out.
Hey, if the motherfucker make a CD that I like, I'm going to go buy his shit. If your boy Cube came out with a CD and I liked it, I'm going to buy his shit, too. I don't care what color you are.
Okay, but now, at the same time, 20 years from now, who you going to look at? Who you going to look at, Eminem or motherfucking Ice Cube?
Well, 20 years from now, if Eminem still making CDs, I'll buy his shit. If Cube still making CDs and I like it, I'll buy his shit.
No,
I don't care
not.
About all that other bullshit, man. All I care about is whoever making good music. If you make good music,
you know what,
I'm
man? And I'm gonna tell you what gets me about you. I'm gonna tell you, and I hope they don't cut us off yet, because you will sit here and talk all this pro black shit. Then when it come down to shit that. I mean, come on, man. Let's be realistic. We talking about black shit. We talking about black shit right now. I mean, hip-hop came from the black. And white motherfuckers didn't invent hip-hop. Black motherfuckers did. But now, you want to sit here and say, well, fuck it, I don't care what. I mean, I'm not saying that white people can't do the music. All I'm saying is acknowledge where it really comes from.
And I'm pretty sure Eminem do that. But right
now,
I'm not talking about Eminem. I like him.
I'm talking about America in itself. I mean, shit. Let's acknowledge where the music come from. Let's acknowledge.
Come on, man.
Let's keep it real. Hold on, man. Let me finish. Because the simple fact is this: these motherfuckers is making a mockery out of motherfucking hip hop right now. You got motherfuckers out here from the Laffy Taffy to the motherfucker. Man, they not putting out real hip hop. They putting out shit that's so fucking
bubblegum
right now. You say what now?
Bubblegum. That's some bubblegum bullshit ass.
They putting out this bullshit, man. These hunkies is not putting lyrics out. They putting out motherfuckers as well. They want to pull out that buffoonery. They want to pull out that motherfucking sucking jive, that motherfucking. They want to put that idiocy out now, dog. They
right,
not
now,
trying
let,
to
let
put
me say something.
Real shit
let
out.
Me say something before they cut us off. First and foremost, let me make a public service announcement. Now he just said we ain't racist, but he just used a racist term, so we're gonna forgive him for that. Because Lord, he know not what he do. Second of all. It don't matter what they put out, man. If you don't like it, don't buy it.
No.
If you don't like the Laffy Taffy, the bubblegum rap, as niggas still say, then don't support it. And then they'll stop selling it.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. And us as adults, we're not going to buy that shit. But then we got a whole new generation that's not even. Look, you the biggest Public Enemy fan that I ever known. All you ever hollered was Chuck D. Now come on, man. You would rather let your kids listen to some shit like Chain Hang Low or the. I mean, come on, man. This shit is just
that Bugatti song.
It's ridiculous now.
Hey, man?
We was listening to motherfucking Mr. Mike the other day, and we was like, shit, you know what I'm saying? I could sell this shit like brand new to some of these kids. They wouldn't know who the fuck Mr. Mike is, and maybe he wasn't.
I don't even know who Mr. Mike is.
You don't know who Mr. Mike is? You never heard Partners in Crime?
Mr. Mike or Magic Mike?
Mr. Mike.
From Suave House.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Man, one of the coldest rappers alive, dog. So underrated. Just never got his chance because he kept real shit.
Right.
Because he wasn't down with the Laffy Taffy.
your eight ball
at the right. end of the right. day. At the end of the day, they can't sell nothing that motherfuckers ain't buying. At the end of the day, if bubble gum is in, then everybody gonna make bubble gum rap, just like Tupac say. What's in, that's what motherfuckers gonna buy. Period. That's all that counts. What's hot right now? If gangster rap is hot right now, that's what everybody buying. Ain't nobody buying PE. Everybody buying NWA because that's what's hot. That's what it's all about in the motherfucking music game, man. Whatever's hot, that's what motherfuckers gonna buy. When they came out with that Laffy Taffy shit, look how many copies of that bullshit it was. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers got rich off a song talking about some goddamn candy that motherfuckers eat every day. Candy. But that's what's hot right now. So that's what everybody's making. I mean, look at Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is the hottest motherfucking rap right now. Everybody want to work with Lil Wayne. But if you listen to Lil Wayne lyrics, it doesn't make any sense. But that's what everybody want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Some of the shit he says doesn't make sense. Some of the shit he does make sense. That motherfucker said, I'm like the G in lasagna. I'm silent. To most motherfuckers, that don't make sense. But if you listen to the lyrics, I'm like the G in lasagna. The G in lasagna is silent. It makes perfect sense. Now, I'm not a Lil Wayne fan, but that was a tight-ass motherfucking lyric. It made perfect fucking sense.
You know
that's
what? I'm going to tell you like this.
That's what motherfuckers is buying.
No, not now. I'm going to tell you like this. I had to actually buy. I mean, I went out and I ain't have to buy it because my kids have it. I bought a recent Lil Wayne album, the last one. He's metaphoric. Now, his metaphors, and I mean, my whole thing is my mind was kind of closed to like Rakim type metaphors. When I listened to him, like you just said, what he said, I thought about that. Like, damn. Alright, he a G, he a gangster. Gangsters moving silent. I understood that. You know what I'm saying? It was a cold line. You had to think about it you know what I'm saying? You had to actually think about it to say, okay, that was a cold fucking line. You know, but he's the exception. Because and that's why he's hot. But it's like, all right, motherfuckers, like, all right, he's so metaphoric, I'm going to try to be like him. But like a motherfucker say something like, I'm swift like a rock. Nigga, what? That don't make no goddamn
rock
sense.
Rock ain't swift.
All right, exactly. Let me ask you a question, man. Okay, Lil Wayne is hot, right? Lil Wayne has his own little clique, Young Money, right? That's
right.
Drake and all them other motherfuckers, right? Now, when you listen to a Drake CD, does it not sound like a Lil Wayne CD? Sounds damn near the same, right? Because Lil Wayne
they actually sound. You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. Drake actually sounds better to me. He's metaphoric.
But the CDs sound the same. They sound the same.
To you, yeah. To me, no.
Well, I'm saying anybody on Cash Money, all the motherfuckers. Sound like Lil Wayne. I was listening to a song the other day. I swore up and down it was Lil Wayne. Ain't that Lil Wayne? It was Drake. The motherfucker sounds just like Lil Wayne because Lil Wayne is so fucking hot. Everybody's copying his shit.
But everybody can't sound like Lil Wayne. That's just like I just said that metaphor, that weak-ass metaphor I said. I only said it because I heard it. Motherfucker, like I'm swift like a rock. You swift like a rock?
Yo, but you know what? You don't have to sound like Wayne. You don't have to sound like Lil Wayne, right? You don't have to sound like him, per se, his voice, per se. But if you're saying the same shit that he's saying...
But that's just it.
You're
that's
fucking millionaire.
Just that's just it. They're not saying what he's saying. He is metaphor. No, they're not.
Go get Drake's CD. Go get Drake's CD, and then you go get Lil Wayne, the Carter first
man,
CD.
Man,
it's the
man,
exact
you talking
same
about
CD.
Two different things. I'm not talking about his clique. I'm talking about all these other motherfuckers that's trying to sound like him. All right,
it's the same thing.
You can't really say that about because people under cash money. They working together. They all sitting in the same room doing this shit. You got a motherfucker from motherfucking Akron, Ohio. He don't know Lil Wayne, but he's saying, okay, well, I'm going to try to be metaphoric like Lil Wayne. Everybody
because
can be metaphoric like
that's
Lil
what,
Wayne.
That's what everybody want to hear.
Yeah,
that's what everybody. When you turn up, hey, dude,
right,
trust
man,
me, man. Tomorrow,
but you not listening.
Tomorrow, when you driving,
don't
put your CD on. Don't put your CD on.
I don't have
put the radio on.
Okay,
all I'm asking you for the next week, from tonight until next Tuesday.
I hear this shit.
Cut your.
Can
I finish? Can I finish?
I got four daughters. I hear this shit all the time.
Can I finish? Can I finish? Thank you. Cut your radio on. Don't play your CDs. Listen to the hottest rap station in Indy, and I guarantee you, every two songs, it's going to be somebody going to be featuring Lil Wayne in that motherfucking song. And then the song that you hear after that, it's going to sound like the song you just heard before that, because that motherfucker sells. That motherfucker is a money maker. So why not copy a motherfucker that everybody want to hear?
You finished?
That's my point.
Okay, but. All right, now my point is that, yeah, you could try to copy it, but everybody can't do it.
As long as it sound like them, motherfuckers going to buy it.
That's it.
That's all I'm saying.
Hold on, man. This is, can I finish my point? Now, what I'm saying is that everybody don't sound like him. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, he's metaphoric, but shit, the rest of these motherfuckers ain't.
Yeah, but if they saying the same shit that he's
saying,
motherfuckers gonna buy it.
This is what you keep saying. This is what you keep saying. Long as they sound like, they don't sound like him.
I'm not
they
saying they gotta sound like him. If they talking
no,
about
not,
the same
they,
shit
they,
that he's talking about,
they not. Oh God, see you like I said, you talk, but you don't want to listen. They're
I'm listening. What you gotta say?
They're not saying the same shit he's saying. They're not metaphoric like him. It don't sound
it don't
like
matter.
Him.
Doesn't matter. Everybody want to sound like him, so if you can halfway decently sound like some shit that he going to say, motherfuckers are going to buy it. Because if they wouldn't,
and
if motherfuckers wasn't buying it,
and
shit
you know
wouldn't
you
be selling.
You just made my point, because motherfuckers ain't sounding like him. That's why these motherfuckers get dumber and dumber.
But they still selling records. That's what it's all about at the end of the day.
They still selling records. And at the end of the day, these motherfuckers, like I said, and you keep letting these motherfuckers get dumber and dumber, they're going to let these white motherfuckers take over completely.
Why they got to be white motherfuckers?
Jews?
Why they just can't be people?
All right, man, whatever.
Well, that's why I'm going to continue listening to my Mr. Mike, and I'm going to continue listening to my Mac, my thing, and my motherfuckers and shit, my meth and my 8-Ball, because that's when rap was good. I don't listen to this new shit that comes out because, I mean, a lot of it is just hot beat, okay? And I can give them that, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit that you can groove to or whatever, get your club on to or whatever, but when it comes down to the words, y'all not talking about nothing. I'd much rather sit and listen to that motherfucking 8-Ball because I can actually relate. Like, I can see, you know what I'm saying, while he's rapping, I can see the story. I can see the picture, you know what I'm saying, that he's trying to portray. Nowadays, these niggas is all, it's all, you know, what we got, what we got, what we got. Like, you played that Bugatti song last night. And, motherfucker, you can't even, I understand that. But that doesn't
so
make
why would
it
they
good.
Change it? Let me ask you a
that,
question.
That don't
why, let me ask
it.
You a question. Off of what you just said, let me ask you a question. Okay, if I'm a rapper. If I'm rapping, I'm going against mainstream. I'm rapping about the shit that I want to rap about. There ain't nobody buying it. So I decided to go into the cash money. I'm going to talk about the shit that I got. Now I got a gold record. What the fuck am I going to change for? I'm going to talk about what motherfuckers want to hear. what people want to buy.
This is what I'm saying. What you just said, you still proving my point. Rap is getting dumber and dumber and dumber. And if you keep going for the listen to me, let me finish. If you keep going for that dollar, okay, well, I'm going to go for what's hot.